Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday morning, November the 18th, 2025. 13 minutes past the hour, and certainly this morning is a big news morning. Here in Marion, as we have said and tried to detail this all out, I would say the big news story of the morning is probably the fact that the new fire station voted on in 2022 is now officially on hold. Now, the money for that is not being used for anything else that we know of. That is still there. But the fire station, the continuation of building that new fire station on South Main Street at this point is on hold, and that is seeming to bother a whole lot of people this morning. Also, Mayor Collins last night presented a budget for year 2026 of close to $20 million. The projected revenues for 2026 are somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 million. The city has a carryover of what we believe to be $5 million, and it's very hard to talk about these numbers because we don't really know if they're factual or not. We don't really know if the projected revenue next year is $14 million or not. We don't really know if there is $5 million still left in the carryover balance. So, you know, I'm saying these numbers, but don't take them for the gospel. And I guess it all leads to the quote that Jason Schauber said this morning, Third Ward City Councilman, from the interview last night I conducted after the council meeting. The city of Marion is broke, is what he said. I asked him the question, is the city of Marion broke? He said yes. Now, there are a lot of problems here. We're gonna continue on with this story this morning. And I think we probably got a call coming in here momentarily. So give me a second because I do think we have a call coming in, and then we'll come back and we'll take some phone calls. But I believe there's a call coming in here momentarily. It's hopefully somebody will be able to give us a little bit of reassurance here on what is going on and where it's headed. Certainly the citizens of Marion, a lot of people very upset, and then we'll go back to phone calls for the rest of the hour, but I think we do have a phone call coming in here momentarily. I'm not sure how this all happened, and nobody's really sure where the money has gone. Now, I would guess at some point we will find out where the money has gone. One of the big problems here is that there has been so much talk about the auditor and the treasurer that all the blame and all the problem has been shifted to them. But the bigger picture here has always been, if you don't trust the numbers that they're giving you, then why are you continuing to spend money? And that's what nobody could or can figure out. And we have not been able to figure out up to this point. And I should also say that I did invite Mayor Collins on this show this morning because this is a huge, huge story for the city of Marion. And at this point, he has not responded to my email. But who knows, at some point, we'll be able to possibly hear from him. Got me. You know, it's all very confusing at this point. It's all very confusing. So hopefully we'll figure it all out as we go on down the road. But those are the stories as we have them this morning. And here we are. I wish I had better answers for you this morning. I'm looking at some issues. I'm getting some messages here on the side. A lot of things going on this morning, and at this point, I really don't know. Apparently, we're having some kind of a website issue this morning, and I'm not really sure what that's all about. So hopefully, we'll find out soon what's going on there. I don't know. It's a weird morning this morning here on WGH Talk. But TuneIn is still working. I can say that. People out there this morning are listening on TuneIn. Remember, you can get the TuneIn app free on any mobile device. Just search WGH Talk after you download the TuneIn app, and you can listen. A question from one of our listeners this morning, Mary. Do you think all the fines that Robert Landon has caused is part of the issue? You know, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I would not be in the know enough to understand that. I don't know. I truly don't know. I don't know. Fines don't help, but I'm not sure if this is a budgeting issue. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I guess we'll find out as time goes along. So, you know, here we are. Well, I guess we'll take phone calls because at this point, maybe our guest is a little late. So if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we'll try to get our guest in before the end of the program this morning. So if anybody would like to call in, please feel free to do so at this point. And we'll come back to a lot of this as the morning goes along. Our guest might have got detained for a moment. So we'll try to get the website fixed. TuneIn is still up and running. And aside from that, I'm not sure what's going on with the city. We do know that $25,000 might be headed to the IRS. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this, because it's all interesting this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to be brief. I just want to add in that we don't know how much money we owe the IRS right now.
Well, do you have an answer to Mary's question about, the fines? I mean, I
read through the audit. And it's well over 100 pages, so I'm not going to say that I know everything that's in there. But there is a paragraph that clearly states that there were no bank reconciliations done in 2021, and that was a major cause of our finances being so off, is that we, you know, every month you're supposed to reconcile in accounting, you're supposed to reconcile your books, you're supposed to find any errors, and you're supposed to make the corrections, because errors do happen. I mean, we're humans, we type, you know, we transpose numbers, we put it on the wrong line, things like that. At the end of each month, they're called correcting entries. You're supposed to do them. Your books are supposed to balance to the penny every month, called end of month. Those didn't get done. They didn't get done from 2020, and they didn't get done through 2021. So if you don't balance your checkbook at the end of the month, you don't know how much money you have. So I know I read that they're well over six figures in fines and penalties from that month or that year. And that's why I was asking last night when the findings for recovery, that's what the state puts out when they say, hey, these are the errors the city is owed money for and somebody's going to have to pay them. That's when we start going after bonds and things like that. That's why I asked last night when they would be coming out, and they said they didn't know. They said it was their understanding they might be rolling forward. So I'm going to ask some more questions about that, but it sounds like you did something in 2021 and it might have caused a fine or a penalty in 2022, or did or didn't do something in 2021, and it caused something to happen in 2022, you would be responsible for that as well. So it sounds like they're not releasing those at this time until they get a clearer picture of how big the screw-up was. But yes, he's cost us again another six figures in fines and penalties.
Well, let me ask you this. Last night, a big conversation was cybersecurity. That's where we started yesterday. And the mayor last night did propose spending $5,000 on an IT to kind of go over the IT network to squelch the rumors, I guess is what you said.
Okay, so we asked the IT director, we had the law director, and we had the chief of police all confirm that there have been no hacks, that we have no ongoing investigations, they have no concerns with our financial system being manipulated. And we also had Miranda McGinnis stood up and told us that in 2023 or 2022, our IT systems were audited, our everything, software, all of it was audited, and there were no major issues found. So all this stuff that it hasn't been audited in 20 years, not true. The issues that were found had to do with, like, people reusing passwords and phishing, which is when people don't know, they try to send you an email and get you to click the link, and then they can get your information, or you send them money, that sort of stuff. Whirlpool does the same thing. My husband goes through these same trainings. Whirlpool will actually send out fake emails to see if their employees will click on them, and if they do, then they have to go through training, and if you do it twice, you get your email taken from you. And in his job, if you get your email taken from you, you don't have that job anymore. So there are protocols, but it sounds like Bolden, those were the things that were recommended that we did back then, and it sounds like Bolden has done them because he's the IT director. He stood up and said, we've been doing all of these things. I basically just need to put it into a formal program. So that's what he's doing. We've been doing all the stuff the state requires. He just has to make it a quote-unquote formal program to present to the state.
Well, and I do want to just make this announcement. We did just learn, not our server, but the main server is why the website is not working this morning. So we were not hacked. Nothing like this.
Oh, there wasn't a silent sabotage shut him down last night?
No hacking.
They didn't come after you?
It was not Adam's fault. It's not hacking. It's nothing like that. It's just that the main server, so anybody who uses the server that we do, which thousands of people do, is actually down right now. There's some kind of issue in Chicago, I guess. But
sabotage.
So, well, okay, I guess the point then is, there are two questions.
If none of that shit's true, how's that?
Well, I'm not going to say that because...
I will.
Okay, well, let me say this. Why do you think this is being beat over the head? I mean, why is this being beat over people's head? Why is this story...
Lana Lang wanted me to shut up about it last night because she has been on that show, The Men Who Watch Men Spread Propaganda is what I've renamed it. She has been on that show along with Ralph Smith. Now, those were the two people standing up and defending it last night. I went back and listened to the meeting, and when they were passing the legislation, and it was her and Sean Barr, and Sean Barr said something to, like, any questions or something like this, and Twyla said, I don't know, it's all over my head. She says it. You can hear her say it. If it's all over your head, then why the heck are you on a Facebook page in your official capacity as the finance chair telling people that our financial software is being sabotaged if it's all over your head? Now, they're deferring to Ralph Smith's expertise. They are referring to some radio. And listen, I'm not dismissing what he did, but his expertise now for our IT system, they are going back to the Vietnam era and his service in the military that had something to do with data control or radios or something. So they're going back to the 1970s for his expertise on our current IT situation.
But what is the motive? What is the reason?
They stood up there and argued for the money, Scott. You watched it.
I did. But here's the thing. If I'm the mayor, and I just went through a barrage of questions about the city not having enough money to possibly make its budget, that police officer...
There's no possibly. $5 million short, we got to figure something out.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on these numbers because I don't know exactly.
We've got to figure something out. We're going to have to make cuts. Even if we're off a million here and there, we're still off $3 million.
So the point then becomes, when you say there are less police officers on the street now than there were at the beginning of the year, and we're not filling those positions, there are less firefighters on the street now than there were at the beginning of the year, and we're not filling those positions.
But we are going to fill the economic director position because that is in the budget.
But What? Well, right now it's in the budget. We'll see if it makes it.
That's probably two police officers.
Yeah, but I guess my point is after that conversation is had, and the mayor says, I think his quote was, we're going to we have to tighten our belts. Mm-hmm. Okay, then why would you offer legislation up to bring in an IT person for $5,000 to go over a system and he could not present any evidence that anything had been a problem?
No issues, but we need it examined. And that's when McGinnis came in clutch with the, hold on, we have this done a couple years ago. And then Twyla Lang wanted to say, well, what changed since then? Okay, first off, this conspiracy started 20 years ago. Now it's bumped up to like 2 years ago. Okay, what? And like I brought up, as part of the, we have the New World is what we use for our finances. Veritas was the company that we paid $275,000 to get our finances in order. The state of Ohio, our auditor, and our finance chair were regularly in phone calls together where they were talking about our system, what was wrong with it, what was going on with it, and never once has anything ever been mentioned, reported to law enforcement, etc., that system has been hacked, manipulated, sabotaged, etc. Not until Robert Landon needed to not look like a fool did this silent sabotage stuff come up. And it got shut down last night. I hope people watched the first 8 minutes of city council last night. The silent sabotage stuff has been shut down. And well, y'all look like fools. Stop with it.
Well, here's what
I
want to say.
We have enough fear going on, and we don't need more fear-mongering and propaganda. We found out last night the big cuts are about to be made to the city. We don't know where yet. Stop with the effing propaganda.
Well,
we don't need it, especially from our damn city officials.
Well, here's what I'd like to say about this whole matter. And it's very, very important at this time. And people have heard me on this show critique things going on at the Marion Star. Well, I can tell you that Abby at the Marion Star tries her best to get the story right. Now,
yes, she does.
Now,
she does.
Now, sometimes has she been maybe misled? She hasn't lived in this community for 100 years like I have. So, you know what? I cannot fault her for that.
My perspective on her is different.
Right. But I believe that she tries to get the story. She was over standing right next to the mayor last night as soon as that meeting was over trying to get answers. So I give Abby all the credit. You know, you've got to...
She immediately, when she heard my mother's story, she requested files.
Right. So she now, does she always get it right? No, but she tries.
And she doesn't know the dynamics.
Right.
Yet.
But if she got it wrong, I fully believe that Abby would say she got it wrong.
I believe she would too.
Now, I've done it here. I mean, I've gotten it wrong sometimes. And right now, if the mayor called up and said, Scott, you've got this story wrong, I'd say, Mayor, you got the time. Tell me
where
I'm wrong.
Tell us we're wrong. How many times have we said, tell us we're wrong?
Well, but now see, this is the difference between journalism and non-journalism. And people really have got to look at that. You've got to look at what trusted sources are, especially in a local format. Because we are not being covered by Columbus media. And we never have been.
The truth doesn't mind being questioned, but a lie does. If asking questions gets you blocked from a quote-unquote news source, it's probably not legitimate.
I mean, if you look at the news story that I put up last night on last night's meeting, there's no mention of my name. There's no mention of anybody from the station's name. There is no opinion in that story. It is as straight as you can be.
It's pretty bland, Fears. It's just the fact.
And that's what it should be. And if websites and news sources are giving you opinion and names, that's a problem.
They should not call themselves a journalist. They are digital creators.
Well,
how's that?
Well,
and people need to realize that digital creators are giving opinion and not 100% a news story.
Well, you know what? As I always say, people can say what they want about me, and people can say what they want about the Marion Star, but I think we can all lay our heads easy on the pillow at night, knowing we tried to get the story the best we could. And we were not trying...
I believe that. I believe that. Yeah, there wasn't anyone there last night doing interviews or asking questions or anything else.
So, you know, that's the best I got on this, so...
Giving presentations, I mean, I've I've asked the state of Ohio if these things have been reported to them or if they're investigating these things, the state auditor. I've asked through public records requests, which they do honor, and we don't have any pending investigations. I know what pending investigations we have. There's five of them from this year, but none of them have to do with our IT or our computer software.
So there we are.
So it's all bullshit. If we could all just put that to rest and move on, let the adults in the room talk about how we're going to trim $5 million off the budget.
And we move on. Thank you.
Bye, Scott.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get our call here. I think the person just got detained or delayed. They didn't get detained. They weren't locked in a room. I think they got delayed here. But this is a serious matter, and I understand it's a serious matter of what's going on with the city's finances. And the whole cybersecurity thing last night kind of took second place when we got talking about the fire station and the city's finances and everything going on there. So here we are. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm calling you from the Kremlin. I want you to know that my power is all-encompassing. That is why your website is under my control.
Oh, it's back up as of now.
That's because I pushed a button.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Anywhere. I am wherever computers are.
Thanks. All right. The website apparently is back up now, as near as I can tell. So if you listen on the website or like the website better than the TuneIn app, the website is back up now after all that trouble. So there we go as we have it. Go ahead, caller.
Did I just hear you with Vladimir Putin?
Well,
Scott, you know how to get the biggies.
That's right. I always get the big guess. That's right.
Oh, Naomi, keep going. Keep going, Naomi. She's like the Energizer Bunny.
Well, it was an interesting meeting last night.
So, what did you think of the email that I sent all of City Council regarding the economic development?
Well, kind of explain to people what it was.
Say again?
I said kind of explain to the audience.
Well, I have to look it up here. Let's see. I sent an email to all members of City Council. Please consider amending the current job description in the above captioned matter to include the following. And that's regarding jobs and economic development director. Goals and objectives. Quarterly progress reports enumerating the following. Number of prospects and potential for employment. Retail, business to consumer, industrial, business to business. And that has to be documented. Review an update of government contacts. Titles and positions documented. Identify the number of small businesses within a 45-mile radius of Marion documented. Review an update of trade schools, technical colleges and universities, and POCs, points of contacts documented. Incentivization of the jobs and economic development director. Rewards for bonuses to encourage productivity.
Well, to be honest with you, after last night's meeting, I'm not even sure where that's going. And let me also say this.
Well, it doesn't matter where it's going. What needs to be amended is what has already been passed.
Right, but let me say this. I said the website is up, back up and running. The streaming mm-hmm. is back up and running. What was actually down was the streaming. That was not anybody's fault here. That was the main server in Chicago, and it's back up and running. The website was there, and you could listen to the archives, so it has nothing to do with the website. It has everything to do with the streaming, which was out of our control this morning, a matter
so
out of our control.
So the National Guard got you back on the streaming, huh?
Yeah, somebody did. Why would they go down during this show? Don't they know better? But the other thing, I don't know where the economic development director thing's going, because as we've said this morning, the big stories are mighty big. And when you're budget is $5 million over what the city has in projected revenues, and right now the carryover is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million. As the mayor said last night, the belt's going to have to be tightened in the next 6 weeks before the end of the year, and I don't know if this economic development position will make it over the finish line. The fire station's on hold right now. There's a
fire station's on hold?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is why you got to listen to this show.
Well, I was listening to part of council meetings last night, and, well, I would have listened, but your server went down.
I know. I can't. Well, that's out of our control.
At any rate, I thought they had the money and everything was all ready to roll with that.
Now, I want to be clear. They have the money, but they've got to get the money to start renovating the building. And apparently that had to come through a loan, but we have no bond rating. And since the mayor asked for help from the state, creditors or people who might, loaners, loan officers, don't like the fact that you say you are in some kind of financial distress.
Right, right. Oh, my God. See, this is what happens when you hire by way of vote, you hire people who are incompetent. You believe in what they say, and they say what you want to hear.
Well, as I can say,
in the end, you have a wish sandwich. Two pieces of bread, and you wish for some meat.
Well,
this is just outrageous.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Jason Schauber said this morning in an interview I did last night, in case you didn't hear it, I said, Jason, is the city of Marion broke? And he said, yes.
Jeez.
So, I don't know where that economic development position is going to go. I'm not sure where anything's going to go at this point. Mayor Collins has 6 weeks to trim $5 million from the budget. $5 million is a heck of a chunk.
Well, you know, they should invoke the Caligula initiative. When in Rome, the Senate bankrupt the empire, you know what Caligula did? He put all of the senators' wives and daughters into prostitution to pay off the debt.
Well, here we are. Let's see what other people have to say. Hey, thanks for calling.
To a better tomorrow.
All right. And again, the phone lines are open. What a morning. And again, I don't want to try to be... to panic people, I'm just trying to give you the news as we got it last night. And frankly, you know, I say this a lot. I go, well, I've never been to a meeting like that in my life. Well, last night was another good example of it, and they keep coming rather quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Last call, I promise. We forgot that there was an executive session to discuss pending or imminent litigation last night.
Well, that's true.
So, it sounds like we're like, oh, another lawsuit, no big deal. So, yeah, it sounds like we might be getting drugged back into court for something. So,
It's messy.
Strongstown. Bye,
yeah,
Scott.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. Let's try to put it this way. I would imagine we're going to get through this, but some changes are obviously going to have to be made. Some changes are obviously going to have to be made. And I don't know what they are. But the budgeting is all out of whack. And I'm not sure how that happened. And somebody needs to answer the question of where has all this money gone? Now, what was it spent on? Was anybody keeping an eye on it? I mean, we have had a budget director for nearly 2 years now. Was the budget director keeping an eye on where the finances were? I think that's who you would go to. I mean, there have been a lot of very ambitious projects that have went on in the last 2 years. We've had the rec center project, revitalizing that for kids. We have had the budget director. We've possible maybe an economic development director coming up. We have had the grant writer. We've had the rebranding of the city with all the new signs and Love Your City and all that sort of thing. We've had the bus wraps. We've had the expansion of the transit services. You know, that's a very ambitious agenda. But did we ever have the money for that? And I don't know. You know, I'm starting to wonder what is going on. It's very, very strange. And, you know, I'm glad that the citizens are demanding answers. And our friend who listens demanded the answer on the fire station, and we got one. It's on hold. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I don't know what the take of this is. I don't know what the takeaway is. But I know we've got 6 weeks till the end of the year. And what are you going to do at this point? I mean, do you look to council? I mean, council has approved a lot of these things that have happened. Why did they continue to happen? What was anybody looking at the books? Were people just misinformed? I don't know what the reasoning is here, to be honest with you. But I know that there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of questions. And at this point, there's obviously more questions than answers. So let's see what we've got going on here. Go ahead, caller.
You know, the little box that you click to listen online?
Yeah.
It's still not there. And I've checked with Chrome, Safari, and Firefox.
Well, let me see here. It was there for a second. Let's see here.
I'll call and see if I can get the National Guard to reset that server.
Yeah, see what's going on. I'm sure they're working on it there in Chicago.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Well, it was back up for a minute, the streaming service on the website, but you can get it on TuneIn this morning, and that's hopefully where people are listening. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, some people out there listening are saying that, yes, they're listening there right now. So it's working for some and maybe not for others. But again, TuneIn is also a way to go as far as listening to the program. Well, we've got about 15 minutes left here. If anybody's got anything they would like to say, now might be a good time to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, three people have said they're listening on the website now. So people are listening on the website and they were able to get it. So the server must be doing okay. And maybe Terry can get it figured out here in the next few minutes. Who knows? Technical difficulties, as they say. You know, that's always been an issue in the long term. Technical difficulties are not a fun thing to have. But the phone lines are open here this morning. 45 minutes past the hour, about 15 minutes left in the program, and we'll take a call from whoever would like to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And we can discuss whatever is on your mind. And certainly this morning, there might be some things on your mind in regard to the city of Marion. And where the money is. And where did the money go? And how did we get to where we have gotten? And I just want to be clear, I don't know the answers to any of these things. And we'll try to get answers, we'll try to figure it out, but on the whole, I don't know. You know, I don't know how the carryover fund went from $17 million to $5 million, and apparently we're not even sure about that, if there's $5 million left in there. How did that happen in the course of 2 years? Does anybody have an answer to that? I have no idea. It's very dismaying. Go ahead, caller.
Your tune-in is back working now.
Well, tune-in's been working all morning.
Well, it's it stopped dead on me, and I had to redo it, and then you get all that plethora of advertisements, and then it kicked in again. So, oh, man, it's a good thing we're not stuck on the moon.
It's interesting.
So, what has happened lately?
Well, that's it.
In the past last 15 minutes.
Well, just people talking about what's going on in the city and where we are.
Isn't it just bloody amazing? You know, nobody had a handle on finances, and they spent, and now, I'll bet some people have wished they would not have run for office, you know, because it ain't a cakewalk.
Well, like I said, I'm not sure how this happened, and I don't know who to put the blame on to yet, but I think we'll find out as time goes along.
Well, hopefully the state can come in, straighten things out, get the ship in order, and we can move on.
We'll hope.
To a better tomorrow.
All right. Again, phone lines are open. I got the word that they're both working again, but remember, we're having some server issues here out of Chicago this morning, and hopefully they'll be all worked out. All the bugs will be worked out by tomorrow. But TuneIn should be working for you, so if you're listening on TuneIn, you are with us this morning for the entire broadcast. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So, financial troubles, I guess, are the conversation this morning. And I guess the biggest headline of all is that the fire station has been delayed. Has been put on hold, I think was the terminology that was used last night. Now, I think they said it was going to be revisited in March, but who knows at this point. You know, the big question here is, how do you cut $5 million from the budget? Where could that possibly happen? And is there a way to cut less from the budget than $5 million? Because you only have about 6 weeks to do that. These are very, very important questions, I think, for people. I don't know. We might have to do this whole show tomorrow again with all the technical difficulties we've been having this morning. But it's certainly going to the conversation will continue. It has been a heck of a conversation. And by the way, you can always listen to the repeats. The repeats will be up on the website soon after we go off the air today. So there is that. You can go back and listen to the repeats. There shouldn't be any issue with that. Adam always does a great job with that. So those will be there for people who would like to listen. In any event, if you are out there listening and would like to call in, we do have 10 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, it was interesting to hear from Scott Kreider. Here's a city councilman who's coming in to office in January. He seemed to be a little dismayed after last night's meeting, talking about how council was when he was originally on it and how it is now and how these are completely different things. I wonder on the whole what can be done to fix all of this. And you know what? Strong leadership can fix this. If somebody can grab a hold of the steering wheel here and kind of pull this thing back on track, I think a lot of this could be solved. But will that happen? I guess time will tell, as they say. Well, as we finish out the morning here, we've got about 10 minutes, and I know he's very busy this morning, but he was in the middle of it all last night. He's just been reelected as your at-large councilman. He's a member of the Finance Committee. He sat there last night when we learned a whole lot about the city of Marion, like the fact that the budget exceeds the revenues for next year by about $5,000, and that the carryover fund is now about 5 million, $5 million. And when Schertzer left in 2017, it was about $17 million. We're glad to be joined this morning by Aaron Rollins. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Hey, Aaron, last night you sat there when this was all going down. When you heard that the budget was nearly $20 million, the proposed budget for 26, when you heard that the revenues are projected at $14 million, and you heard that the carryover, as of yesterday morning, is now at about $5 million, what went through your mind?
Well, first thing that went through my mind is we're in a world of trouble, Scott. So initially saw the budget, just the general fund portion, about $19 million, which immediately kind of struck me because in my tenure on city council, I know the general fund generally generates a revenue of somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $16 million. So right off the bat, I knew we were talking deficit spending here. So started to dive in a little bit deeper into the numbers and noticed we didn't have any revenue projections. In years past, that's typically been provided along with the budget, so that was a little disappointing. And then I asked the question, what are we projecting for revenues? And it was a little disappointing we didn't get a real clean answer. So still waiting on seeing those projections.
You know, Aaron, I think one of the big questions is, how did the carryover fund go from 17 to 5 million in 2 years, and how is it that even if the projections are off by some number, I don't know what it would be, why is the budget so far outseeding the projection?
Well, that's a great question. We knew that the budget we passed for this year was a deficit spend, which is why I voted no on the budget January 1st last year. It's a little confusing. So first of all, carryover funds are different from what our interim funds were, and I think there's a little bit of confusion there. But when Schertzer left office, yes, we had $16 to $17 million in our, what I'll call our interim funds, or our we'll call it the city's investments, monies that are set aside that aren't needed for day-to-day operations. We had about $16 to $17 million in reserves when Schertzer left office. We found out last night that has dwindled down to somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 million, with another potential $3 million almost not going back into long-term investments. So at the end of the day last night, we were presented with a budget that I'm not sure how we're going to make up the difference. So we've got a shortfall on the general fund side, but then on the enterprise funds, I'm seeing almost a $10 million deficit on that side of things. So any way you slice it, this is not a good financial situation for the city.
But do we know where the money went?
No, I don't think we have a real clear indication of where that money went. There was some items, some negative line items that carried over that had to be addressed. I think we heard last night that number is somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 million. But that's only $3.5 million, so we definitely need to do some deep diving here and figure out what happened to the other potential $4 or $5 million, because the math isn't quite mathing.
Well, and I think the big upsetting news for people this morning, the biggest upset, is we found out the fire station has been put on hold. That only came through questions. That wasn't an announcement that was made. Why was City Council not aware of that?
I don't know, Scott. That really disappointed me. I'm still disappointed by that here this morning. I think if there's, it would have been nice to have City Council included in those discussions. Hey, this is the financial situation we're in, this is what we think we need to do. Because I think Ayers, Councilman Ratliff made a really good point last night. I think there's other places we could have found money in the budget. I don't know that putting the fire department, or excuse me, the fire station on hold was probably the best move there. So that was incredibly disappointing that council wasn't involved in any of those conversations.
Well, and I think another problem last night was the Treasury Investment Board meeting happened yesterday morning, and over $2 million in investments were cashed in. And you were not aware that that meeting was happening, and neither was Ayers Ratliff, and you guys are two members of the Finance Committee. How can that happen?
Yeah, so we definitely need to do some investigatory work on this one, because they claim that it was a public meeting. I asked the question last night, did anyone from the public attend? The answer to that was no. I've been unable to find any public information on the Treasury Investment Board meeting from yesterday morning, so I'm at a loss. If this was announced as a public meeting, I don't know where it was announced. So I haven't been able to uncover that.
Well, I guess one of the big questions there was, I mean, the chair of the Finance Committee is Twyla Lang. She's part of that board. Wouldn't she have said something to you guys in an email? I mean, communication has been a big issue on City Council. It's been brought up many times. Why is there that kind of communication for the people who are out there listening?
Well, I guess it leaves the two people that were left out to wonder if we were left out on purpose, Scott. That's kind of where my head goes. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, that's where I'm at this morning. It feels like it was kind of done under the shade. I don't know why, but yeah, it feels like we were shut out of that. That's my contention this morning.
Well, and a couple more questions here, because this is very confusing for the audience. When the mayor and the budget director get up and speak and try to explain all this, do you get a clear understanding of what they're saying and what's going on? How do you tighten your belt $5 million in 6 weeks?
You don't. So that's another, so we passed a budget for 2025. That was roughly 17 or 18 million. We learned last night that as of the end of October, the general fund had only generated about 13.8 million in revenue. So right there, there's $4 million that had to be used out of the city's coffers to make up that deficit in the 2025 budget. Now we're proposing another budget that's almost $6 million over projected revenue. So we're really starting to snowball this thing.
Well, and I think maybe one of the other most dismaying parts was last night is we learned that there are less police officers and less firefighters on the streets here in Marion at the end of this year than the beginning. Now, not through layoffs, but through retirements and, I guess, people leaving the departments, but Mayor Collins said last night those positions will not be filled. And I don't think that came as an announcement. That came through a question. Why?
That came through my question, yep. I asked the question if we were going to have any less uniformed officers next year. And again, I was learning just along with everybody else in the public. So again, very disappointing.
So I guess my question, because early in the year, Aaron, I believe you were having the conversation during a council meeting, maybe this was late last year or early this year, with Mayor Collins directly about we need better communication from the administration on things. And I think that was in regard to the bus system, the transit system. And he said something to the effect of, you know, do you want me to call you every time we fill a pothole? And you said, that's not what I'm talking about. This is not a pothole. This is a whole expansion of a transit department. And he said, I'll get better. Has he gotten any better at informing anybody of anything?
Well, it felt like we had made some improvements there. I think, you know, the mayor had made a habit of sending out weekly, bi-weekly emails to council, trying to keep us informed of what was going on and things that they were working on. So, I think for a while it got better. Over the last few weeks here, I think we're starting to turn the other direction, which is a concern.
Two quick questions before I let you go here, before we run out of time. When you were on this show not too long ago, I believe about 6 or 8 months ago, I said, grade Mayor Collins' performance, and you said an A. Mm-hmm. What do you feel today?
Well, today I'm feeling like a C. I'm not real pleased this morning with the way the meeting shook down last night. I think you're probably sensing that here this morning. Feel like there's a few of us on council that maybe have been shut out from some of these discussions, and I'm not real sure why. So that's pretty disappointing here this morning.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. The final question is, Aaron, what is the story last night? For people who are worried, Marion City residents, the fire station is not coming at this point. It's put on hold. It's not going away, but it's put on hold. There are less police officers. There are less firefighters. There's less money in the carryover fund. Both funds, enterprise, the budget, are negative at this particular point. 6 weeks, the budget has to be trimmed, we think, by about $5 million. Nobody has any idea where those cuts are going to come from. What do you say to the citizens of Marion City this morning?
You know, there's been a few of us on city council that have been trying to ring the bell for some time, and I think we're starting to see the results of inaction for some period of time. We're starting to see the results of not being able to answer council questions. We're starting to see the results of what happens when people are elected in positions that they're not qualified for. We're reaping the benefits of that right now, and it's disappointing. I would tell the citizens of Marion, don't give up faith. I think there's a number of people that are involved in the administration, involved in city council, involved in the community that aren't going to let the status quo take hold. If there's a way that we can find our way out of this, we're certainly going to do that. You know, we've all experienced financial hardships before. We just got to find a way to work ourselves out of it. I can promise you I'm going to get to work diving through every line of the budget, looking for opportunities. So that's my commitment to the citizens of Marion.
With 20 seconds left to go, Jason Schauber said this morning in an interview that I taped last night, I said, is the city of Marion broke? And he said, yes. Would you say the city of Marion is broke at this point?
Well, I'm looking at these numbers, and it's hard to look at these numbers and say, no, we're not. As I said last night, we may be able to make it through this next year, but when we get into budget discussions for 2027, we're going to be in a world of hurt if we don't do something now. Mm. It's difficult for me to look at where we're at currently with the budget we were presented last night and not disagree with Jason Schauber.
At-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins. Aaron, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, we're done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Passed away on November 13th. She is survived by her husband, daughters, grandchildren, and great